if quantum theory is real, then does that make sense of parallel universes, or the other way around? Parallel universes, does that make sense of quantum theory?
Yes, it does. In fact, it seems like a radical solution to a problem that seems a little arcane, but it really, all the stuff that we've discussed in the last hour, like the spooky action at a distance, which Einstein just freaked out about, begin to make sense all of a sudden if you accept the idea of parallel universes. Imagine, for example, that our universe is kind of like a cellophane sheet, that we're all walking around on the sheet, and all the particles, everything in the universe is embedded in the sheet. You can imagine all of a sudden a particle in our universe, a set of entangled particles. You've got two particles moving on the cellophane sheet in opposite directions. When the entanglement, the nature of entanglement, that is, these two particles have kind of equal and opposite reactions, that if one is pointing left, the other points right when you measure it. In some sense, what you can do is you can eliminate the ambiguities of spooky action at distance by imagining that the entangled particles are in two universes at once, that you've got our universe is not just one cellophane sheet, but two cellophane sheets stuck together. And the act of measurement, the act of gathering information from these particles, separates those cellophane sheets. Perhaps an easier...
But they're not really far apart, are they? They're infinitely close.
They're infinitely close, and there's an infinite number of them all stuck together. It's kind of easier to see if we look at the example of Schrodinger's cat. Schrodinger's cat was another problematic issue in quantum mechanics early on. Erwin Schrodinger, one of the founders of quantum theory, came up with this idea it's called superposition, that quantum mechanics says that you can have a single particle doing two contradictory things at once. That it could be spin up and spin down at the same time, or it could be going through a left slit and a right slit at the same time. Macroscopic objects can't do this. They have to be in one place at a time. But subatomic particles can be in two places at once. And again, this has been seen in the lab.
Two places, Charles, or two universes?
That's the key here, that if you think of it as two universes, all of a sudden it starts making sense.
Well, it does, because the universes, as we said, are that close. No matter how you separate them physically, the universes remain one piece of cellophane next to the other. And so we think that this is all happening outside time, but it's really not, because these things are very close together, no matter how you separate them otherwise.
That's right. And they actually, when they're stuck together, they're interacting. So you might have a particle in two different places at the same time is actually the same particle in two different places in two universes.
My God, I'm almost getting it here.
And one of the issues about Schrodinger's cat, the idea is the cat itself, because if you can have a subatomic particle in two places at once, you can have, say, the particle strike a detector or not strike a detector at the same time. And if you've got this detector setting off a vial of poison, it could break a vial of poison or not break a vial of poison, which kills a cat or not kills a cat at the same time.
Really ticks me off that he used a cat.
Yeah, well, it's the animal rights activists probably wouldn't let him get away with his thought experiment nowadays.
Not today, no.
But so the idea was that you could have a living cat and a dead cat at the same time. Until you actually measure the cat and look at it, it is in this weird state of superposition between living and dead. And it's the act of measurement, according to the laws of quantum theory, which cause it to choose to be alive or dead. In the parallel universes view, you've got this living cat and the dead cat in two separate universes kind of stuck together. And so it's living and dead at the same time. And the act of measurement separates those sheets. And in one universe, you've got a living cat, and in the other universe, you've got a dead cat. So So it's the act of measurement that separates those universes and the cat. It seems to us the cat, you've got this superposition of cat living, cat dead, and the act of measurement causes it to choose, but in fact it's really just separating these two sheets which are stuck together, and the superposition ends. So, I mean, this seems a little complicated, but the idea of these parallel universes stuck together gets rid of all of the problems of superposition. And Schrodinger's cat makes sense. Spooky action at a distance makes sense. And all you need to accept is the idea of parallel universes. That's a lot to swallow, and a lot of scientists are having trouble doing it. But believe it or not, you've got a growing number in the scientific community who believe
that. Oh, yes, indeed. A lot of theoretical physicists are beginning to jump on that, although there is some recent critics mounting on the whole subject of parallel universes,
yes.
Right?
Not just parallel universes, but string theory in general.
String theory. Mm-hmm. But isn't that the basis of parallel universes, vibrating strings?
You can actually have parallel universes without string theory. But in fact, string theory automatically kind of it makes you makes parallel universes make more sense in some ways.
Right.
It's easier to accept because if you've got string theory, you've already got a number of dimensions, six or so dimensions that you can't access, you can't see. So parallel universes seem not so strange once you've got string theory.
Have you contemplated what the nature of a parallel universe might be?
Yes, it's there's several types of parallel universes, which is kind of interesting. I kind of envision it like these cellophane sheets that are tearing apart and even sometimes sticking back together. And it's this multifoliate thing that has many, many sheets that you can't detect. And it's hard to visualize, but that's my tool for dealing with it. But another type of parallel universe is even stranger in some ways, because if you accept what cosmologists believe nowadays, they believe that the universe is infinite. And they think it's infinite because of measurements, and they think it's infinite because of the theoretical backgrounds. So they've got good reasons for thinking it's infinite. If you accept the idea that there's an infinite universe, and if you accept a technical theorem called the holographic bound, which is fairly solid, it's linked to the laws of thermodynamics, then it means that there is an infinite number of universes. Anything that can happen in physically possible is happening in one of these universes. So there's a universe out there somewhere where I'm running the Charles Seif show and interviewing Art Bell, who just wrote a book. Or there's a universe where you're interviewing me and I'm at the same time I'm trying to fend off a giant purple lemur who's trying to break into my house. So all
isn't this all based on decision making? In other words, if you make a radical decision that sends your life suddenly in another direction, there are those who believe that you created another universe.
Yeah, in some sense that's the case. That it's not even, it doesn't have to be a radical decision. It's any
right.
decision, any measurement, any interaction
right.
with the universe
right,
splits it. So it's like that, I forget the name of the movie, but the one with Meg Ryan, I think, with the subway train. Every action, every measurement that we take changes the universe, and we split away from the universe where that action isn't taken.
Hmm.
And physicists are beginning to believe that.